Yeah, indeed we do. We usually start our planning at the beginning of March. And the people to whom we give help towards communion are the people that we visit regularly. So we know them all very well. It wouldn't be a case of somebody popping up at the last minute. Usually, it's usually people that we know very well, and we talk to them about their own preparation and their expectations.
And do you think people's expectations are reasonable, or do people really want to go all out for their communion day?
Well, you see, the people that we work with don't have very high expectations. On the other hand, they do want to make it the very best day possible for the children, and they usually succeed because they put planning into it and they worry about it, and I'm sure it causes a certain amount of stress in some families. But happily, the tradition of celebration of communion is still fairly strong, so they do the best they can within their circumstances with some help from us.
And what do the priests think of the, I suppose, the whole palaver, the whole huge celebrations for the communion? I mean, do they feel that maybe people are getting away from the simplicity of the sacrament, or do they feel that, well, you know, let people have their celebration?
I can't answer that in a general way, I'm afraid, because it's outside my experience. But I do know that the priests have, over recent years, have voiced their opinions about what would seem to be over-the-top celebrations. And I'm absolutely aware of one priest in a parish where we work that about 2 years ago he told them he didn't want to see any bronzed children coming up for First Communion.
And I suppose in a certain way that may have taken pressure off people, because they didn't have to maintain that standard then anymore.
You're perfectly right. I think they took it on board at the time. I mean, many parents are well aware of the obvious over-the-top celebrations that went on, perhaps not in the parish where we work, but in various places in the city. And the parents, you see, it's a holistic thing. They need to look after the other members in the family as well, to make sure that they have that they're nicely dressed. And the mother is always the last, so we usually try to help her to have an outfit that she wants herself, or help her towards it anyway, and a hairdo perhaps.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be quite stressful for people.
I think it probably is, but it's especially stressful for the people, of course, who don't plan, but that's the same in all circumstances. But if they know, like, we visit them every week, 52 weeks of the year, we sit down with them, we know them, we know that they will voice their expectations because they get to know us very well, then we're able to assist them and with the best way. And very often they get the extended family would help as well, and of course the grandparents as well if they can.
So, yes, so the family chip in and everybody helps out. I mean, is there also a sense, though, that, I mean, children get very caught up in how much money they're going to get for their communion? Is there pressure on people to give presents or to give money as presents?
I would imagine there is. But again, I know from the people that we visit, like, that, you know, it would be reasonably low amounts of money that they would put in the card, as they say.
Does all the excitement and specialness of the day, I guess, compensate for the stress that people are under in order to achieve that?
I think so. I mean, the primary schools are just wonderful. So the children are very well prepared, and expectations would be dumbed down slightly in consultation with the parents, because nowadays, like, the schools hold meetings for parents of First Communion children, just to make sure that everybody is on the same page, as it were.
And I suppose, as you say, for the parents as well, to maybe let them know that it's not a keeping up with the Joneses kind of competition.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you see, that the cost, particularly for girls, has come down considerably now that the large department stores are now selling communion dresses at, you know, beautiful communion dresses at a fraction of what the boutiques, as it were, would sell them for.
Because it used to be a very specialised thing, wasn't it? And now you could buy it in almost any department store or any of the major chains,
Yes, and I mean, they're beautiful dresses. You can get really beautiful dresses now for, you know, for manageable money, as it were.
And what about the idea of making it in their school uniform? Because that gets raised every now and again, doesn't it?
Yes, but I think the parents, funnily enough, are against that. They want to, particularly the parents of girls, they want to dress them up and in the best way that they can manage. And I'm not at all sure that that will ever run. Whereas confirmation now, it's quite normal.
But how did it take for confirmation? Because confirmation outfits used to be a big deal as well, didn't they?
Yes, it isn't such a big deal in the financial sense anymore. Because the children will obviously get some new clothes, but they would be clothes that would be inexpensive generally with the people that we know. Then nowadays with mobile phones and everything, they don't even have to pay for photographs because it can all be done and they can have them printed out. And things are slightly easier. But it's a very special time and, you know, the parents want to celebrate. God knows they're entitled. They don't have too many celebrations.
There's always that too, isn't there? You don't want to kill the day either or be a complete killjoy about the whole thing.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to dumb it down at all. I mean, a lot of the parents that we meet on a weekly basis struggle on a weekly basis. And some of them, the vast majority of them, are heroic in the way they cope. And, you know, so we help them to prepare for communion confirmation in the same way that we would help them to prepare for Christmas.
And so your advice would be maybe to save a little bit every week or think about it, plan ahead.
Plan ahead or you know, just have their expectations realistic. And then the only thing that we look out for, as I mentioned already, is to make sure that the mother gets to get something, if not new, something from maybe one of our shops or something, so that she can look smart and be happy herself for the day.